Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many wonderful things to say to his people. And I always say the Lord will guide us into all truth. The truth of God will outlast everything and it will stand. The truth of God is full of his judgment, full of wisdom that we desperately need. The truth of God's word can prepare us for what's ahead. It's very important to navigate God's way, go forward doing the things of God, do things that he put in your heart. That's the only way to not only survive, but also to thrive. The Lord has been trying to give man a blessing from the beginning. His word. And that's where people choose the course of their life, whether they receive from the Lord his wisdom or not. If you receive his knowledge, revelation of his word, and get started and go forward, you can build your life perfectly. And you can do wonderful things within your life. Everything of God works by sowing and reaping. All forms of prosperity is in the way that we sow, the way that we live. Living is sowing. Living is growing and sowing and understanding the life of God's word. When you live according to his word, you put in motion things that the enemy can't reverse. Remember, it only would have taken 10 righteous men for God to spare Sodom and Gomorrah. This tells me that when you live the life of God in the sight of others, you put something in motion that can't be reversed. As evil as those cities were, Sodom, Gomorrah, and the surrounding cities, 10 righteous men could have stopped the works of darkness to the point that it would not have been a threat against the covenant that God would make with Abraham. The enemy is always after the covenant. That's what he's trying to stop. He's trying to stop God's plan. And believe me, he has put countermeasures and plans against the works of God. He put demonic activity against you following God. We are the covenant now. As Christ is, so are we on earth. We are his representatives. And we are those who the enemy tries to attack. And the full plan of God is the enemy tries to counter it with lies and deception. We have to receive God's word and live it in order to stop the works of darkness. One of the things Isaiah prophesied is that darkness will cover the earth. We don't have to let it cover the earth, but it will, and it did. But not to those who walk in the light. Whoever decides to walk in the light, they live according to God's word, they kill the process of darkness wherever they go. When you walk in the room obeying God's word, living the life of God, loving everybody, utilizing good judgment, you're living out the wisdom of God in the sight of others. You're calling people to the Lord. Sincerity calls sincerity. You don't have to beg people into the kingdom of God. When you live the life and represent Christ, you're giving people the knowledge they need to come out of darkness. If they want the light, they'll come to it. If they hate the light, they're going to find excuses, and the enemy is going to give them more excuses. If we live the life of God's word, we do our job. If we preach God's word as it is, you expose all the darkness for what it is. And believe me, the darkness don't want you around. Anybody that has sided with this world system, you wake people up. Ungodly preachers don't want godly preachers around. The Lord help me understand that well. Ungodly preachers, they love ungodly preachers. Think about when Jesus came on earth. The people that sat in Moses' seat were his greatest enemies. It's no different now, and it's worse. And they paid liars to lie and thieves to steal and murderers to kill against Christ and against his anointed. Let me tell you firsthand, the people of Satan and all the tares and the wolves, they hate you. They hate God, they hate the Holy Ghost, and they hate Jesus. No reason to kid yourself. No reason to believe their lies. When you live the life of God, you cause people to be exposed for what they are in real time. And I wish I had learned these things a lot sooner. The Lord let me run and walk into it. When you follow God and obey Him, you set things in motion that can't be reversed. And those that love God will come forward, and nothing will stop them. Because of the darkness, they may feel reluctant. It may take them time to break through the darkness, but they're coming. When people hear God's voice and they know His love, they're going to get it or they're going to reject it, one or the other. Some people know it's true and they feel they walk away sorrowful like the rich young ruler. But some people, they had enough of this world. And those are the ones I'm after. Those are the ones I go to bat for. Those are the ones I pray for. The Lord told me only pray for those who follow me. He wanted me to pray for those who follow Him back in 2012. And I'm saying that by faith. The Lord told me that. I asked Him what year it was. It was 2012. And I was listening to a YouTube video of Henry Groover. He was doing a Hagman and Hagman Report, interview. And they did a report about the sheep and goat nations. And it got me to thinking about what the Lord told me back then. I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, what year was that? He said 2012. I couldn't remember the year. But I can, the only way I know to find it is, by the broadcast. I always tape the Sunday school lessons. I might be able to find it. But he told me it was 2012, and I believe that should have been around the time that it happened. But I know this for certain. It happened. And so in 2012, the Lord told me that. He said, this is what He said. He said, I want you to pray. Things are happening in the Spirit. I said, I began to pray, and I distinctly prayed first for those who follow Him and also for those who don't follow Him. He stopped me. He said, only pray for those who follow me. And I wondered why, but I did what He said. And I've been praying for those who follow Him, for their strength, for their wisdom, their knowledge, for God to protect them, to go forward, do all that they could do. And I still do. Because those who follow God are the only hope to get people out of trouble. This is why, folks. The knowledge of God's word have gone forth, and people, they handle holy things the way that they want to. If you handle holy things in an unfaithful way, it can cause you to be on the wrong side of life. an enemy against life. But if you're faithful with the knowledge you receive, then God can bless you. Now, when people, God is very particular about who he anoints to do things. He looks at many things to make sure that there's enough strength, dedication, the will to follow God before he anoints people. But if they've been faithful to that point, he will anoint them. But people bear fruit after their type. Whatever type of person you are, that's the kind of fruit you're going to bear. Some people have compromised. And it's not God's will, but they did compromise. They went with the lies of the world and tried to blend it in with the gospel for coins, to make money or to not make ways. People are afraid. Jesus said, bear the light. Let your light shine. Don't put it under a bushel for the world. The only way to kill the world is with light. And people quell the word of God trying to say it, spare the feelings of their loved ones. That won't work. That will not work. Speak God's word as he give it. If they love God, they're going to follow him. If they hate God's word, they're not going to follow him. There's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing I can do about it. And I know how it feels when nobody wants to talk to you. They keep the conversation on the surface level. They don't want to go deeper. But when you follow God and you speak his word, they want to talk to you. Either they're going to love God or they're not. But now, I'm at the point now, it don't bother me. Whatever people choose, that's what they choose. I want to see my people in heaven. I want to see all my loved ones in heaven. I want to see them following God, doing God's will, understanding his word, enjoying his presence like I do. But that's impossible if that's what they hate. And you can't be delivered from something you want and you like. If you like this world, if you'd rather be angry, if you'd rather be frustrated, I can't help a person that way. But if you love God and you lay your life down, we can talk. That's just the way it is. I want things to be wonderful. I want people to know God. I long for that. I desire it. But I don't get to choose who love God and who don't. The gray area is gone. The lukewarm God has spit him out of his mouth already. And I thank God for all the people he's sparing and saving and preparing to get out of this world alive. The people he's still working with. Some people are praying and they see what time it is. And they want what's right. And the Lord is still working with people. I'm very patient. I'm not in a hurry. I want God to get everybody possible because it's going to be so bad, folks. I want him to spare everybody possible. It's time now. It's high time for, you know, the Lord is about to return. All last weekend, he kept telling me, I'm about to return. I'm about to return. I even tried not to think about it. And at random, he'd tell me again, I'm about to return. I don't even know how to brace myself for this. But I want to do all that's in his heart. I want to be appropriate. And when I listen to the, you know, Henry Gruver had three Russian invasion visions. And I get so angry at the thought of foreign soldiers on our land right now, ready to attack, and our government so sleepy. I thank God for what Trump is doing. He's trying to get America to get back on track and love God again. But the things of the past, the things that made our country weak, the abortions, the gay and lesbian agendas that gave place to the enemy. Then they passed partial birth abortion, and they passed bills to that a woman can kill a child after it's born. That's murder. And a country can't survive that. This country is going to be destroyed because of that. 60 million unborn children killed. See, when 9/11 happened, that was the wake-up call. I knew it because it surprised us. That was a warning. And it could have been much worse, much worse than it was. Many people died that day. But those twin towers, they said they could hold 50,000 people at one time. And we lost, 3,000 precious people. But that was our warning. I knew that the next time, this was a warning against something that would be much worse. And I knew that it wouldn't happen unless God sent prophets to warn us. And he sent a prophet, Jonathan Cahn, to warn us, and Perry Stone, and others. And they started warning people. And they gave God, they gave us all good information in time so we could repent. God gave Jonathan Cahn the harbinger. That was the first warning from the prophet. Then he gave us the book about the Shemitah and the paradigm. Now these are, you can't get clearer warning than this. And now you would think that people would repent and go forward. But what did they do? They did worse. They passed bills after these books were written, after the warnings. And this was up out front. These were New York, these were bestsellers. These were best-selling books. People can't say they didn't know. They defying God, is what they're doing. And it's worse. And then the dreams of, the war dreams of Henry Gruber, the visions that he blessed us with. The prophets are talking, folks. The warnings went out. Henry Gruber, he's been teaching that warning, that vision, since 1986. 1986. He had three Russian invasion visions with Chinese troops, too. And then the Lord gave me a dream saying this. He gave me two dreams that is at the door. So when these things happen, America won't be the same. Not to mention that his return is imminent. And I want people to miss out on the disaster that's going to happen. But we have to pay attention to the Lord. That's our only hope at this point. The sin have already gone forward. People are not repenting. And it's time now for people to wake up and follow God. I'm out of time, but the Lord can minister to you and give you the specifics of what you need to do to help as many people come out of this as while we still have the final moments. If you love God, pray. Get in his presence and do what he said do. Do all that's in his heart. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.